With me, I have Ruan de Beir, the Strabane coach. Ruan, so much expected today, but disappointment, but at the same time, should be very proud of your team, how they've done over the season. We can't judge it all in one game, and to go 18 games and only lose two in the league, it's hard to take.
Yeah, look, fair play to Coleraine. They came out today, they had answers for all our questions. But my boys did really, really well, really proud of them. It's been a tough season, completely changing the whole system. Me stepping in as head coach after playing myself last year. It was very definitely challenging, but we have good enough depth in the squad. A lot of boys taking lead with me there. And for a club without our own home ground, we don't have some place to call home yet. We're busy with that. I would say, what a season. Our boys never dropped their heads once this season. Everybody stuck together, and I just, if I can say one thing, like, the club's culture is growing to a stage where it almost feels like back home. And yeah, looking forward for next season. The boys, yes, it's sour pill to swallow, but boys are really, really excited for what's coming next season. This has always been our plan from the beginning of the last season to move up in next season's time. We were happy to have the chance to go up this season, and luckily it didn't go our way, but we stick to our plan and we'll make things work next season.
Well, I think, I mean, you showed in that first half going 15-0 up. Yeah, the potential was there, you were playing well, but unfortunately sometimes we've seen it so often in rugby, the teams get a lead and then the opposition all of a sudden they get a score and it lifts their game again. But I mean, overall, as I say, the yellow cards didn't help, and also I think possibly there was a couple of incidents which went unnoticed by the referee, especially the one on the touchline. But there's no point talking about things like that, the game's over. But there's a lot to build on, Ruan, for next year. Unfortunately, you were missing your big second row, who apparently that only came on in the second half, and that really would have disrupted things, I would have thought.
Yeah, fair play to G for coming down. Yeah, he had a baby yesterday, and we knew it was going to be a difficult situation to see if he can come back in, but still came through. So it's one of those things that you have to play with what's happening, facing challenges every single time. So fair play to the boys. Yeah, the discipline, well, that cost us a bit. We were defending with 13 men on the field for 20 minutes of the game. So a few injuries, a few boys that couldn't make it this weekend. But there's a few boys helping us next season, stepping up, joining us. So really excited for that. It will just get the squad depth growing and the competition in the team up.
Yeah, because, you know, as I said, only losing two games out of 18, and doing so well in that league, this game was just lost by virtually a try. If the ball had bounced right in the last couple of minutes, who knows what the score would have been. The conversion could have gone over, and it would have been Strabane celebrating instead of Coleraine. It's just a look. But as you say, there seems a great spirit in the team the way at the end of the game. And I would say that I don't think you'll have to motivate them too much. Come July, they'll be looking forward to training, and if everything to play for, you know the potential of your side for next year.
Yeah, look, with our youth system, they're doing exceptionally well. All three won their leagues. Really good players coming up through the ranks. The system we've implemented is really grafting and polishing the boys off, if we speak in diamond terms. Getting a few good boys from our under 18 squad would definitely pick up the pace. A few young boys, yes, but definitely keen for their position. A few of my boys know that they'll have to step it up next season as their younger boys are coming for them. So tough luck today, but our crowds make it worth it. That is why we play this game. It's for our club culture. It's growing very, very good, so all happy with that.
Well, Ruan, thank you very much. I know it's not easy to come and do an interview after a disappointment, because it doesn't matter whether you're beaten by 20 points or 1 point. It's, you know, you came here and all the rest of it. But look, I wish you all the best for next season, and hopefully I can get up to see you and see how things progress. But I think from what this season has shown, not just this game, what this season has shown, the foundation's there, and hopefully the building bricks will add on.
Yeah, brilliant. No, thanks, man. Again, so keep the eye on Strabane. We'll climb the ranks through as we should.
Good. Thank you very much. Also beside me here is Bert Galbraith, the chairman.
Hello, Alec.
Bert, unfortunately, not what we wanted to talk about, but that's sport, isn't it?
It's sport, you know, but I'm so proud of the guys today. They give it everything. Just wasn't to be this time. But like, we had maybe 200-300 supporters up here. I mean, we outnumbered the Coleraine on the side of the pitch. Our youths were all here. They had a disappointing day as well today, but onwards and upwards. We love to fight again. There's no one been killed here. We'll be back next season. Our aim is to win the league next season, and I'm sure if we continue the same mindset that we've done since November, that's well within our capabilities.
Yeah, well, this is it. I mean, it's while it's disappointing, it's in a sense it's also good to look forward, because I mean, having got so close this time, the players next year will realise that in vital games, for instance, if there are playoffs or whatever, that wee bit of discipline, that wee pass, it doesn't go to hand and things like that. Small things can make a hell of a difference in a game.
Well, and that was so true today. The small things just went, didn't go for us today. We got a lead. You can't give away 20 odd points in any game of rugby and expect to win it. We nearly won it with a bounce of the ball at the end of the game. That might have been a wee bit lucky for us, but anyway, the game, we move on.
I know the amount of work you put in and all the people in Strabane. I mean, and I certainly, as I say, tinged with a wee bit of sadness, but I think you should all feel very proud of what your players have done and what the club has done over this last couple of years. And I think from what we see that maybe this time next year, I'll be asking you, where are you going to celebrate?
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll have that day. We've worked relentlessly. We have a fantastic committee here. The youth set up, I don't know another set up like it in Ulster. The guys are driven guys. They're putting their backs, shoulders to the wheel, and they're driving the club on. We're going into the schools that never had rugby before. Castlederg, they won a cup this week. Holy Cross won a cup. So that's strong building blocks for us in the future. So.
Okay, Bert, well look, thank you very much, and as I say, it's been an arduous week, but just to let you know that in 2 weeks' time, no doubt everybody will be going to Omagh to see what happens, and they're going to have to play Thomond in this playoff. So at the end of the day, I mean, it could make a difference.
Well,
it might not make a difference.
We're going to wish our neighbours to Omagh well. We really need a club in the North West and the All-Ireland League, so yes, Strabane will be supporting Omagh 2 weeks' time.